And good evening, everyone, and welcome into the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm Russ Renault, your one-man gang here at the show. And sorry we're getting in a little bit late this week, just in the fall, a lot more going on the weekends. And so I couldn't get in here on Saturday night, right after the fights. So also busy last night as well. So apologize for that, but we're here on a Monday night to wrap up UFC Fight Night from Saturday. And we will also preview UFC 308. So thanks for joining us here, whether you're watching live on YouTube or if you're catching us later or on audio podcast platforms, we are here for it. So let's get right down to it. So let's get to UFC Fight Night, Hernandez and Pereira. So we had a middleweight matchup in this main event the other night, and this was just one-way traffic. You know, probably as expected. Anthony Hernandez just looked phenomenal, dominated this fight from start to finish over Michel Pereira. You know, formidable veteran, but Anthony Hernandez is just on a mission now, 13-2 overall, getting the knockout with elbows with 222 into the fifth round. So, it went a while, but you know, Hernandez controlled this fight. I'm just looking at the stats. 15 minutes and 42 seconds of ground control, 10 of 29 on takedowns, and just the striking, just almost 200 more total strikes, and almost 130 more of those significant strikes. So just a great performance for Anthony Hernandez, setting himself up. You know, he has his eyes on Dricus du Plessis, as he should. So we'll see how that shakes out here in the coming months. And just know that later on in the show, after we preview UFC 308, we'll show you the cards for the rest of the year. And we even have a date for 2025 now on the table. So we will show those to you with all the fights coming up. And we'll give our picks for UFC 308 next weekend. So we had Rob Font returning to action and getting a unanimous decision, a close one over Kyler Phillips. So Rob Font, you know, continues just to, you know, kind of an upset there. Is, you know, came in as a plus 425 underdog and was able to get the job done. So nice job there for Rob Font. Charles Johnson with a victory over Sumedarji, who we hadn't seen in a while, but makes his return, and Charles Johnson comes out with a unanimous decision. And we'll kind of just go through the main cards here and for this wrap-up, and because, you know, we want to get to UFC 308 here. Because, not a lot going on this fight night card. Jake Hadley losing to Cameron Smotherman, unanimous decision, dominant performance there by Smotherman. And then we had the fight of the night and this featherweight matchup between Darren Elkins over Daniel Pineda, and Elkins gets the unanimous decision, very close, 29-28 across the scorecards. Elkins comes out on top. He outstruck Pineda 102-61, total strikes 39-31, significant strikes, and then 633-302 on the ground control, 3 out of 12 on the takedowns, no takedowns for Pineda. So Mateus Nicolau falls to Asu Almabayev. This is kind of a little note there. Unanimous decision. A lot of decisions in this fight, but Almabayev was the favorite there and took care of business. And nothing else really standing out there on that card. So we will get to UFC 308 now. And just what a huge card coming up this weekend. So we will go through and take a look. Let me get these cards queued up. All right, so here we go. So there we go. We've got UFC 308, October 26th, Saturday afternoon in Abu Dhabi. You've got this phenomenal matchup between the champion Ilia Topuria making his first title defense against the number two contender and the former champion Max Holloway in the featherweight division. And just what a phenomenal, phenomenal fight. Probably one of the ones I've looked forward to the most all year long. Maybe the most I've looked forward to a fight all year. And so, I mean, we'll get to the picks. As I go through the main card, we'll talk about each fight, and then I'll come back and give some picks here on the main card. Robert Whittaker, Khamzat Chimaev in the middleweight division, number 3 against number 11. Hopefully Hamzat's in good shape to go in this one. Then we got featherweight matchup, number 11, Laurent Murphy, and number 14, Dan Ige. In the light heavyweight matchup, number 2, Magomed Ankalaev against number 5, Alexander Rakic. And middleweight matchup between Shara Magomedov and Armin Petrosian. So Magomedov, you know, when the UFC's overseas, that's about the only place he can compete with that eye condition. So he gets on this main card. And we've got a, you know, good prelim card as well. Halfway decent. Actually, a lot of fights on there. Just sheer volume. But let's start off with Topuria and Holloway. And I'm kind of split on this. I mean, I'm cheering for Holloway. I want Holloway to win. I think if you've got to do two things here, if you're, and this is for entertainment purposes only, if you're going to put money on this, that's on you. Don't take my word for it. We're just having fun here. If you're going to bet on Max Holloway, I would not bet for this fight to go the distance. I'd take Holloway by knockout, which yeah, I'm going to call that. I'm just going to go with that. We're going to go third round, Max Holloway with a knockout. And then we're going to go, if you're going to go Topuria, I would go the distance because I don't think Topuria is going to knock Max Holloway out. You just got to go with the track record. So I'm going to go Holloway by knockout, third round. But I could also, I mean, this is all over the place. It could be anything. So evenly matched. Let's see if we can pull up. See if we can get some live odds on this fight. So you've got minus 245 on Topuria, so he's a favorite. Max Holloway, plus 200. So what that tells me is Vegas wants everybody to put their money on Max Holloway. So I'm going to, you know, you're going to lean Topuria on this one. So there you go. Pretty even though. Robert Whittaker, Khamzat Chimaev. So Chimaev is minus 245 on this one. Whittaker plus 200. And I don't see that. I just don't see it. I'm going to go Robert Whittaker here because he's coming off a loss, trying to bounce back. Khamzat has been out of action a very long time, and I just don't know that Robert Whittaker is the guy to come off a long layoff against. So in this middleweight matchup, I'm going to go Robert Whittaker going the distance here. It's going to be close, but I just don't know that. I think Khamzat might run out of gas. It's just been too long, and who knows if this fight even happens. Who knows? But safe choice here is Whittaker. Then we got number 11, Laurent Murphy against number 14, Dan Ige. Murphy minus 240, Dan Ige plus 195. So I'm going to go favorite here with Murphy. Then we got Magomed Ankalaev, Alexander Rakic. Interesting, this fight is down, the fourth fight. You know, you can make a case for this being the second win, but I just think Ankalaev is in the UFC's doghouse after some of the performances he has had with, you know, title implications. So Ankalaev comes in minus 390 and Rakic at plus 290. You know, this one's tough because I don't like that I don't like that line. Thought it'd be closer. You know, Uncle Ives had a tendency to shrink in these big moments where he's got a title shot possibly coming up with Alex Pereira if he can take care of business here. Whoever wins his fight's getting Alex Pereira, I believe. I really like the way Rakic looked last time out. So, you know what? I'm going to go Rakic here in just surprising Ankalaev and just not showing up in a big moment again. I'm going to go with Rakic. And then we got Magomedov and Petrosian. Shahram Magomedov undefeated at 14-0, minus 175. The favorite is Petrosian, plus 145. I'm going to go Magomedov here as the favorite. So we broke that streak last time where, you know, the person I wanted to win in the main event finally did last time out. So in a pay-per-view. So going to try to keep that trend going to where I've actually turned that around. And we're going to go Holloway, Whitaker, Murphy, Rakic, Magomedov. So we have a pretty good parlay there. We've taken three underdogs and two of those pretty big ones. But there we go. We're on record. We went 5-0 last time, by the way, UFC 307. And I apologize. The bad part about this one is, let me get back on it. So the bad part about this week is I wish we could do live main event coverage this week, but I've got a prior commitment on Saturday, so I won't be able to do this live. But hopefully November 9th for UFC 309, Jones Miocic will be able to do that again, and we'll be on here live when that main event comes on. So look forward to that. Put that on the calendar. Should be available that day to bring you live coverage. So let's go back to the cards. All right, so let's look at the rest of this. So we go Jeff Neal, number 10, against number 13, Rafael Dos Anjos in the welterweight division. Not going to make any picks on this, just Jeff Neal, minus 310, Dos Anjos, plus 245. Both of these guys getting up there, so just nice veteran matchup. Saeed Nurmagomedov on this card, Abus Magomedov. Kennedy and Jechukwu, ranked number 14. His opponent now, Chris Barnett, in the heavyweight division. And Jechukwu, -725, favorite in this one. And then kind of one of the more interesting people that come and took a weird loss and you know, just killed the momentum, but bounced back with a win, and now back in action here, Renat Fakhretdinov against Carlos Leal. So looking forward to seeing Renat back in action in this one. So, you know, I don't count people out just after one loss. So, see how he bounces back and tries to get that momentum going again. So, here we go with fight night on November 2nd. Brandon Moreno, Amir Albazi in the flyweight division, number 2 against number 3. You would assume, can't always do that though, that this would set up a title fight with Alessandro Pantoja, who has a title fight coming up. We'll talk about that weird one coming up. Women's flyweight matchup here, number 3, Erin Blanchfield, number 5, Rose Namajunas. I'm excited to see that one, see how Erin Blanchfield comes back from that loss to Fior. Derek Lewis, Jonata Deniz, so a top 15 heavyweight matchup there. And just to finish off the main card, Chao Machado, Brenson Ribeiro in the light heavyweight division, Marc-Andre Barrio, Dustin Stolfus, middleweight matchup. Looking forward to Mike Malott, you know, Canadian coming back, and kind of got his hype train derailed, but he's coming back as Trevin Giles in the welterweight division. in this fight night in Edmonton, Alberta. Top 15 women's flyweight matchup, Ariane De Silva against Jasmine Jesudia Vistius. Top 15 heavyweight matchup, Alexander Romanoff and Rodrigo Nascimento. So then fight night, November 9th at the Apex. I think I gave that date wrong. We'll fix that here in a second. For UFC 309, that's November 16th. But here, fight night, not the most exciting card, but I believe this is the last one at the Apex for a while as they renovate the Apex after this card. So Neil Magny against Carlos Pretez. Pretez looked great his last time out just a few weeks ago. So it's a welterweight matchup here. Reinier de Ridder against Gerald Meerschaert, middleweight matchup. Bantamweight Cody Stamann against Damon Blackshear. Aliziu Zaleski dos Santos against Nicholas Dalby in the welterweight division. And then Gaston Bolanos against Cortavius Romeus. Got a couple of ranked fighters on the prelims. Karolina Kovalevich and Denise Gomez. Luana Pinheiro, Jillian Robertson. Also, Cody Garbrandt is on this card. So here we go with UFC 309. November 16th, that will be our next time that we have live main event coverage. So we'll be on here live as they go into action in Madison Square Garden in New York. John Jones against Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight championship. Tom Aspinall is your backup fighter, which is important because I think this is 50-50. I think Miocic will be ready to go. I don't know that Jones will be, so I could very much see a Tom Aspinall, Stipe Miocic for the title. Undisputed, by the way. Yeah, I think they'd make Jones relinquish it at that point. So I could totally see that. But hopefully this happens. We don't want it to hang out there for too much longer while Aspinall waits in the wings. So then you got this great lightweight matchup between Charles Oliveira, ranked number 2, against Michael Chandler. Bo Nickel and Paul Craig, middleweight matchup. Chris Weidman, Eric Anders in the middleweight division. Bantamweight matchup between number 13, Jonathan Martinez, and Marcus McGee. Now you can see the prelims for that. Some great names, Jim Miller, Damon Jackson, Viviane Araujo and Karina Silva, Nikita Krylov, Azamat Mirzakhanov, and Basil Hafez, just to start off the night. That's great right there. So then we get to fight night from China, November 23rd. Piotr Jan and Davison Figueiredo, bantamweight division. I like this fight night. This is a pretty good one here, but they're usually better when they travel. Women's strawweight matchup, number 2, Yan Xiaonan, and number 9, Tabitha Ricci. Now, light heavyweight matchup, number 6, Volkan Ozdemir, and number 10, Carlos Ulberg, Song Kanan, Muslim Salikov, Wong Kong, and Gabriela Fernandez. And then you've got the road to the UFC title fights there on the prelims. UFC 310, December 7th. Saw this come together this week. Obviously, a great welterweight title matchup to headline this one. Bilal Muhammad against number 3, Shavkat Rakhmonov. It's a first title defense for Muhammad. Then you've got the flyweight championship, and this is what we're talking about. This is weird. I don't know how often this has happened in the UFC. So you've got a title defense, Alessandro Pantoja against Kai Asakura, who's unranked. When was the last time that you had a champion defending against an unranked fighter? We'll have to go back and look at that and see if that's ever happened. Then you got a heavyweight matchup, number 2, Ciryl Gane against number 3, Alexander Volkov. Nick Diaz makes his return in the welterweight division against number 14, Vicente Luque. And this all goes down from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Number 5, Movsar Evloev against number 9, Aljamain Sterling. Got a nice prelim here, women's strawweight division. Number 1, Tatiana Suarez making her return against Virna Jandiroba. Cody Durden, ranked number 13 in flyweight division on this card. And then Anthony Smith and Dominic Reyes right now slated to start that off. So then we move on to fight night, Tampa, December 14th. To finish off the year, only one fight that's slated for this one officially, but we do have a couple that have been talked about. But Navajo Sterling and Tuco Tocos in the light heavyweight division is the only one that's been inked. But we have a couple rumors out there with the welterweight division, maybe Ian Garry against Colby Covington, and possibly a women's strawweight matchup between a couple of ranked ladies there, Amanda Hibas and Mackenzie Dern. So then we did have a date thrown out there this week. So the UFC will return to Australia for UFC 312 on February 9th. Obviously, UFC 311 will be either be January 4th or January 11th, one of those two. Don't know where that will be yet, though. So that is our schedule for the rest of the year, and then the one date with no fights on the card yet for 2025, but at least we're heading in the right direction. All right, so that's our quick little wrap up of fight night this past weekend, and we will be back at it. We'll be back here on Sunday night once I get, you know, have that event that I'm going to miss the fight coverage on the live coverage on Saturday, but I'll watch it, and we'll come in here on Sunday, talk about it, and get ready for the next event. But I appreciate you dropping by here on a Monday night. Sorry, we're a little late again. We'll try to be a little more consistent, but things do happen, and this fall has been a little bit more busy than anticipated. So thanks for hanging in there, and thanks for dropping by. You can subscribe and you'll always know when we're live, and you can catch us on all the audio platforms as well. I'm Russ Renaud, and this is UFC Fight Cards Podcast presented by Orange Fire Media, and we're live here every weekend on YouTube, and we will see you next time right here on YouTube in the UFC Fight Cards Podcast. Thanks, everybody.